learn we should just leave that idea for the movie scripts, as we are only setting ourselves up for failure. And the earlier we understand that and become cold, the less chance we have of being hurt. In fact, as with anything in life, usually the more we wish for or count on something, the greater the chance of being disappointed. What I find to be interesting is how different types of women handle their guaranteed disappointment. One of the major arguments that my husband and I always have is that I hold him to these fairy tale standards and wish for him to plan surprise romantic moments for us. Then, when I basically have handed to him the outline of the plans for exactly what I want on a silver platter, I get angry at him when he doesn't take it. I vent about wanting attention and wanting him to surprise me just once with something he has planned from the very beginning to the very end. I plan all of our family trips, from the reservations to the packing. But I would like my hubby to take care of every last detail in regards to family vacation, celebration, or an everyday adventure just one time. I take it personally and get angry when he doesn't do it, thinking that he is selfish or that he just views me as a slave to his house. In reality, I am holding him to standards that are only in my mind because I viewed them in a movie or read them in a book. We have established that movies and books can influence dramatically the experience of love at all stages of a woman's life. I guarantee they can have the same amount of influence on a variety of other elements in a person's life. Movies for women versus movies for men. In 2013, a new study by Vocative via Jezebel showed that movies which passed the Bechdel test actually made more money than those which failed. This test considers works of fiction that feature at least two female characters focused around a plot that doesn't involve one of the male characters. Mama, Oz, the Great and Powerful, The Heat, Frozen, and The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, were all box office powerhouses that championed strong female characters. All of these movies target different age groups, and the hope would be they would have the same effect of encouraging women to be strong as other movies encourage women to fall in love. The big difference is, while it is hard to find a movie where the end result is a woman not falling in love, not being rescued, or not having the dream passionate kiss, there are plenty of examples in pop culture where the strong female character is either demonized or ostracized, guaranteeing that her life will not be lived happily ever after, regardless of whether there is a man involved. Why is it that in male-targeted movies, the concept of love is generally just introduced either because a woman might be watching and will quit her complaining without having to watch that film, or so that men can get a glimpse of a...